Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and today's conversation is with John Ely, Executive Director of Procurement at U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Also joining us from IBM is Solly Thomas. John, CBP's experience in applying innovative solutions to help address agency procurement issues has provided some valuable lessons and insights, many of which we've talked about. But could you summarize some of these key lessons and some of these critical insights?
I'd be glad to. Number one, continuously improve. The American taxpayer deserves it. Secondly, get people involved in creating the solutions. The old saying, two heads are better than one, holds true. Groups of individuals working with common goals will get you there a lot faster than individuals who are spinning off on their own path. Constantly seek to improve and get industry input on a regular basis. Industry must succeed or die, and they're a good model to look at when you're looking at the best way to run your own government operation. Finally, communication is key. When you think you've done it or done enough, do more, because trust me, you probably haven't.
Now, John, since acquisition is a fiduciary responsibility, the business of government must be conducted with complete impartiality. Could you elaborate on efforts being pursued to ensure procurement integrity, making sure that proper standards of conduct, both ethical and legal requirements, are being followed by the federal acquisition staff?
Sure. First, I'd like to start by saying that I'm very proud to be a federal procurement professional. We've all seen situations where integrity has been an issue in procurements, and it's inexcusable, and people that don't use integrity will get caught. But I have faith in the federal procurement process. The vast majority of people that work in that environment are honest, hardworking public servants that want to do good. Furthermore, all federal agencies have programs that emphasize standards of conduct and provide continuous training in the areas of procurement integrity.
John, I'd like to transition now to the future. Could you give us a sense of some of the key issues that will affect acquisition and procurement offices government-wide over the next couple of years?
Sure. Shortages of contracting and program management personnel is a huge challenge. Balancing highly innovative ways of doing procurements within a highly regulated environment is another. Increased oversight and the need for transparency for large-scale programs with congressional and public and customer scrutiny and how we do business is, again, another. The constant pace of change and the scale of procurements that we're seeing as it continues to grow. And finally, the time constraints for planning large major acquisition initiatives.
So then more locally, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges that your organization will encounter in the future? And how do you envision your area will evolve over, say, the next 3 to 5 years?
I see significant opportunities in the future as CB becomes more and more sophisticated in its view and management of investments for the good of its mission. I see an organization that's becoming more and more enlightened in ways to efficiently and effectively invest its resources. And I see my procurement organization as one of the best in government, fully integrated with the CBP customer and continuously delivering best value for the taxpayers' dollars.
So, John, you've had a very extensive career with the federal government, and you just had a wonderful story of how you got started. So I'm curious, what advice might you give someone who's out there thinking about a career in public service and maybe even perhaps a career in the acquisition community?
I've been there. I was there on the brink trying to decide which way to go, and I will tell you that serving the American public is an honor and a privilege, and it has significant financial and personal rewards. The government pays well, and the work is rewarding. There is an incredible satisfaction in delivering good things to the American public. And our government works hard to take care of its people, and public service is an incredible opportunity to be part of that important task.
That's just great. Unfortunately, John, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule, but more importantly, Solly and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across your 34 years of federal government service.
Thank you so much for having me, both of you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with John Ely, Executive Director of Procurement at U.S. Customs and Border Protection. My co-host has been Sally Thomas, associate partner in IBM's public sector consulting practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.